Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day when we absolutely need some great new beginnings in both of the major political parties in the United States. Now, I don't think they have equal problems. I honestly don't. What I'm going to share with you first is why, basically, to be a Democrat and to take some of what they are standing for and working for right now seriously is almost impossible. There are things that you can't do. There is a calculation and more information about proposals both on the statewide level in California and in the city of San Francisco for reparations. And if anyone doesn't think that that is going to become a factor in the Democratic primaries, look, this is one of the reasons that there are some people in the Democratic Party that, with all his faults and all his foibles and all his elderly mistakes and incompetence and growing out of, don't want to say incontinence, but look, he had lots of problems having to do with advancing age. We're talking about President Biden. And with all of that, one of the reasons I think that a lot of Democratic leaders really want him to run is that if he did decide to run for a second term, even with all of the weakness that has been associated with the Biden administration just recently in the last few days and weeks, the presence of him in the race would foreclose a wide-open, freewheeling primary. In a wide-open, freewheeling primary, somebody is going to bring up this idea of reparations and say, yep, San Francisco's right, we need to give $5 million and a 250-year income guarantee. You think I'm making this stuff up? I'm not making it up. Then, of course, you have the Republicans and a certain problem with being unwilling to draw a line between crazy people and the rest of us. And do I think that George Santos is crazy? I do. I think he's crazy and corrupt. And is he the only one in the Republican universe right now? Well, we'll get to that. Okay, first off, this story from National Review. An advisory committee's recommendation that San Francisco pay out hefty reparations to longtime black residents could cost the city at least $110 billion, which is even a conservative estimate. The advisory committee, which we covered on the air, released a draft report last month, that would be December of last year, proposing that the city of San Francisco make a lump sum payment of $5 million.
$100 billion.
Well, that comes to $100 billion. That's what it comes to for the cost of the city. And it's just simple math. Remember how Andrew Yang, whatever happened to him? Is he still running for president on his, what did he call his party? It wasn't the Independent Party. It was, I'm even forgetting. It was the irrelevant new party. In any event, Andrew Yang used to exalt the importance of math, and math is important here. The advisory committee released a draft report last month proposing the city make a lump sum payment of $5 million to black residents who are at least 18 and have identified as black or African American on public documents for at least 10 years. Residents must also meet at least 2 of 8 other requirements. Among those requirements is that the resident is personally or the direct descendant of someone incarcerated by the failed war on drugs. In other words, if you or your dad or your grandfather was arrested for drug dealing of any kind, well, then you make it. Or you have to be the descendant of someone enslaved through U.S. chattel slavery before 1865. Now, the problem with that is California never had slavery. It didn't exist in California because Mexico had abolished it when California was still part of Mexico. And they abolished it way before the United States. And in the United States, California became a state in 1850 as a free state. And it provoked the big crisis that led to the Great Compromise of 1850 because California would not come into the Union unless they blocked slavery. So the number of people who really have a $5 million lump sum coming from the state of California, they say in this report, a lump sum payment would compensate the affected population for the decades of harms that they have experienced and will redress the economic and opportunity losses that black San Franciscos have endured collectively as the result of both intentional decisions and unintended harms perpetuated by city policy. The group is set to submit its final proposal to the San Francisco Board of Supervisors in June. Oh, great. That's just when we're supposed to reach the crisis about the debt ceiling. Expected in June, maybe May. If even just 50% of the city's nearly 45,000 black residents, and by the way, San Francisco is a city of almost 800,000, so you're talking about less than 10% of the city, but still you have 45,000 black residents. If half of them meet the requirements for the proposed payments, the city would be staring down a $112.5 billion bill. For comparison, the city's entire budget for fiscal year 22-23 is $14 billion. So this is 10 times more than the city spends on everything else, on police departments, on public schools, on parks, on hospitals, on everything else the city spends is one-tenth as much as they would have to pay in these $5 million per family lump sums. This is unreal. And by the way, and that's without considering some of the other proposals intended and included in the report, such as that the city supplement lower earning recipients' incomes to meet the area median income of about $97,000. So that if you do not have an income of $97,000, the city will pay you, if you're black, to make up the rest of it. And how long does this go on for families? 250 years. I'm not making it up. It's right here. This is in the text of their report, the recommendation of this commission. For 250 years, you're going to be paying people income supplements to bring them up to the median income? This is a way to outlaw poverty. There would also be, there's more, a comprehensive debt forgiveness program for black residents that would cancel student loans, housing loans. You took out a mortgage? Forget it. The city will pay for it. And credit card debt. Oh, terrific. In an effort to, quote, give black households an opportunity to build wealth. If every black resident qualified for the $5 million payment, the city would be on the hook for $223 billion. Remember the other number that we had, which was $112 billion? That was only if half of the black residents qualified. This would place a cost of $263,000 on every non-black person in San Francisco to pay for all this. think this will be popular? 1-800-955-1776. Coming up, the Republicans doing something very wrong.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a very profound question that is asked by a very bright scholar, a resident scholar at the Institute of Governmental Studies at University of California at Berkeley. Now, can we agree that University of California at Berkeley, which is where my brother went to school, my brother Jonathan, that particular school, for all of its virtues, is not exactly a conservative hotbed. This is not an institution known for its conservative attitudes. And Stephen F. Hayward, who is a resident scholar at the Institute of Governmental Studies at UC Berkeley, took a look at the figures that came out from this commission that they're going to recommend to the Board of Supervisors in San Francisco. This is no longer just a hypothetical. This is the plan that they have. 250 years to provide black residents with income supplements to make sure they get up to the average income, at least for the city of San Francisco, which is much higher than the average income for America in general. In any event, Stephen F. Hayward says, who's going to stay in San Francisco? If you actually try to impose that kind of cost on people, whether through direct taxation or through debt, everyone would leave. Yes, they would leave. What kind of cost are we talking about? It's a cost minimum of $263,000 for every non-black person in San Francisco. I was actually thinking about this because we went to the playground yesterday and with three of our grandchildren, and including our two-year-old grandson, whose birthday is coming right up, David. I mean, you want to put on two-year-old David $263,000 in debt to pay for lump sum reparations? Really? He says, Hayward told National Review, I can't believe that they're actually serious with this and what they thought they were really going to accomplish other than making an opening bargaining position, put out a really big number, and hope that maybe you'll get something more modest, but still in their mind significant. The San Francisco report came on the heels of a statewide proposal for reparations for black citizens. Advocates have called on the Golden State to offer direct payments to black Californians. And when you're talking about black Californians, you're talking about millions of people, not the 45,000 who live in San Francisco, to offer direct payments to black Californians of $350,000 to $800,000. That would be a cost somewhere between $784 billion and $1.8 trillion to the state. Hayward, this is the professor at Cal Berkeley, said he doesn't see reparations happening on a citywide or statewide level. The payments would be nearly without precedent. No, they'd be entirely without precedent. The most apt comparison is when Congress offered $20,000 per person in reparations for Japanese Americans who themselves had been interned in camps during World War II. As he notes, however, these recipients were people who were still alive, not their distant descendants. And by the way, and adding to this list of people who were incarcerated in the war on drugs? Additionally, neither proposal is particularly politically expedient, and both would inflame racial tensions. You think? I do think so. And, okay, I mentioned there was something where Republicans also can do better. And no, this is not disqualifying. I think the whole idea of reparations is disqualifying. How could you vote for anyone or any political association that was talking seriously about putting this kind of burden on people based on race? Based not on content of character, but the color of your skin. In any event, in the New York Times, headline, Republicans were lax in vetting candidate charged in shootings. Dateline Albuquerque. The former Republican candidate accused of targeting the homes of Democrats in drive-by shootings had routinely called for locking up 2020 election officials in Guantanamo Bay. He promoted conspiracy theories about solar power, feminism, and, quote, the demonic theories of the globalist elites. He had been demoted twice by the U.S. Navy and served nearly 7 years in prison for burglary. Yet powerful Republican Party leaders in New Mexico not only gave the first-time candidate, Solomon Pena, 39, full-throated endorsements, they also opened their checkbooks to fund his race for a state legislative seat in central Albuquerque. He came across to me as a very respectful, thoughtful young man, said Harvey Yates, an oil man and former chairman of the New Mexican Republican Party, who donated $5,000 to Mr. Pena's election effort. Now Mr. Yates acknowledges that he may have made a mistake. What do you mean he may have made a mistake? This guy hired four other people and went himself personally, and they fired guns into the homes above the heads of the children of four Democratic office holders. Because he thought since he lost his election race, he got 26%. The incumbent Democrat got 74%. So it was so close that he thought he was cheated, that it was another rigged election, another stolen election. In New Mexico, the case also highlights the internal struggles among Republicans as election deniers like Mr. Pena, who was in the crowd for President Donald J. Trump's speech in Washington on January 6th, according to videos collected by online sleuths, till the ranks of candidates seeking elective office. Other Republicans such as Audrey Trujillo, who ran for Secretary of State, embraced conspiracy theories about elections, school shootings, and COVID-19 vaccines. Some Republicans are now bracing for more revelations about Mr. Pena, who was arrested on Monday and charged with criminal solicitation, attempted aggravated battery, shootings at an occupied dwelling, shooting from a moving vehicle, and conspiracy. The police called him the mastermind, which I think is highly complimentary, behind a conspiracy in which four other men were paid to shoot at the homes of two county commissioners and two state legislators, and said that he personally participated in at least one of the shootings. Do you think we could do a better job of vetting? Can I just say two words on that? George Santos? We will get right back on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
That is really extreme.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Police say two people are in critical condition after a shooting at a charter school in Des Moines, Iowa. Officers responded to the scene this afternoon and found three injured victims, that third person listed in serious condition. Police say multiple suspects were detained during a traffic stop. The man who disarmed a gunman in Monterey Park, California, is telling his story. Brandon Say appeared on ABC's Good Morning America to recount his heroic actions.
Something came over me. I realized I needed to get the weapon away from him. I needed to take this weapon, disarm him, or else Everybody would have died.
Say said once he got the gun, he told the man to leave or he'd shoot. The death toll has risen to 11. A recession could be on its way for the U.S. economy. The conference board's leading economic index fell by 1% in December. According to the board, that data suggests economic activity will likely turn negative before it picks back up in the fourth quarter. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Talking like this.
Michael Medved.
On the Michael Medved show, you might wonder, how is it even possible that Republicans, who are proud to be the law and order party, and my God, do we need a law and order party, particularly with the level of shoplifting and car theft and property crimes, which have been going up faster than crimes of violence, but the crimes of violence are bad enough. But all of this pertains to how it is even possible that Republicans could invest money, spend money, and give their nomination for a seat in the state Senate in New Mexico to this guy, Salomon Pena, who, by the way, he just wasn't a regular residential burglar. Listen to this. Mr. Pena ran on a platform of cracking down on crime despite his own criminal history. He served nearly 7 years in prison in New Mexico on charges including burglary and larceny after being part of a smash-and-grab crew that slammed vehicles into retail stores, including a Kmart in Albuquerque, and then stole items, according to court records. Mr. Pena appears to have run for the Republican nomination for the state legislature unopposed. In October, he received an endorsement from the Republican National Hispanic Assembly's New Mexico chapter. Ronnie Lucero, the chairman of the group's national organization and the state chapter, said that he had spoken with Mr. Pena at events during the campaign and that the candidate had filled out a questionnaire asking about his professional, financial, and criminal history before the group endorsed him. He also was demoted twice in the Navy. He had very real problems there as well. And this is all a very real question. Mr. Pena presented himself as someone on the mend, leading groups in prayer at political meetings and telling neighbors that he did not drink or take drugs. But he made little effort to hide his extreme views. His campaign website denounced the demonic theories of the globalist elites and their foreign counterparts. It called feminism demonicism and said that the 2020 election had been rigged against Mr. Trump by enemy combatants, quote, who must be placed in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, for the remainder of their natural lives. Uh-huh. And the idea of associating with people like Solomon Pena simply because you need somebody to go up as a sacrificial lamb in a district that is very heavily Democratic does not lead people to believe that you are a trustworthy or serious political organization. There's also this: what would a day be without the very latest on the inimitable George Santos? It says, among the few allies Representative George Santos has sought to maintain during his brief time in the political spotlight is a group of young Republicans with connections to white nationalists, conservative conspiracy theorists, and far-right European parties. The New York Young Republican Club was seen as a springboard to help the congressman pull off the win in his congressional race this past November, despite clashing with Santos on issues like same-sex marriage. The club is continuing to lend their support by stating that Santos shouldn't have to resign, but they said they wouldn't support his candidacy for another term. What do you think? It turns out also that they have come up with, that's reported by Politico, and they have also come up now with film of at least three performances in drag. This after George Santos swore and averred that, no, he had never been a drag performer. Apparently, yes, he had. There is more. In the 2024 corner, Tim Chapman moved from former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley's advocacy group to join former Vice President Mike Pence's group, Advancing American Freedom. The switch between camps comes as potential GOP White House contenders seek to build out their operations in preparation for the launch of campaigns against Trump to be the GOP presidential nominee. And then there's this story from the Washington Post. South Carolina Republicans aren't ready to back Trump to be the GOP presidential nominee despite a wave of efforts from Trump's team to drum up support in the early voting states. South Carolina GOP officials find themselves divided between their support for Trump, their desire for a competitive nomination fight in the state, and their allegiance to two South Carolina natives. That's Nikki Haley and Senator Tim Scott. And you can also mention another potential South Carolinian for a national ticket, maybe not for the presidential spot, but for the vice presidential spot, and that's Nancy Mace, who has been getting a lot of television exposure and comes across very well. There is this. I told you before about the Big O Barnett, who was the rioter from January 6th who was infamously photographed with his feet up on the desk in Nancy Pelosi's office. He's been found guilty on all eight counts he was charged with, including obstructing an official proceeding. One of 900 people who've been charged in the Capitol Hill riot. This is the MSNBC report, clip 11, giving you the news.
Richard Barnett, the man arrested in the January 6th attacks, who famously put his feet on then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk, has been found guilty on all 8 counts. What can you tell us?
Convicted on all 8 counts, Andrea. He testified in his own defense, not very successfully. He did apologize and say he regretted being in the Capitol that day, but he kind of wilted under cross-examination, didn't really speak well for himself, and now he's facing significant prison time.
Okay. What's significant about that is that he apologized. And what you have heard with all of these people who have been prosecuted, and there's, I think it's over 200 now who have either been found guilty or they have pleaded guilty. They are all apologetic. And yes, of course they want to get off. But isn't it striking that when there are people who are not facing testifying under oath, when they are facing a trial, they don't look at January 6th as a defensible or even admirable kind of experience. And the idea that people who continue as election deniers, the claim now is that Carrie Lake may have acknowledged finally that she is not governor, even though she thinks she is the properly elected governor. And there is talk that she is going to be running against Senator Kristen Sinema. That would be a catfight for the ages. But then again, Blake Masters is also running. And also running as a Democrat, Kristen Sinema will be running as an independent, is Ruben Gallego, who is a Democratic congressman and a former military officer and someone who's trying to run as a more moderate Democrat. So we will see about Massachusetts coming up. There's also a report from an influential newspaper about the end of Seattle. Is Seattle finished? Crime-ridden woke cities dying downtown. And more. Coming up on the MedVed Show. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Michael Medved Show, tomorrow they announce the nominees at last, for the Academy Awards. And a number of people are expecting this could be one of those times when things change in the terms of the Oscars, which have been getting a lower and lower and lower TV ratings over many years. And this year, why would it be different? Well, because there are two movies that I think both are likely to be nominated for Best Picture that are phenomenally successful. One of them, of course, is Maverick, the Top Gun movie with Tom Cruise. It will certainly get some nominations, but I think it will get, one of them will be a Best Picture nomination. They're going to do a full 10 movies. And the other is the Avatar film, Way of Water. It just passed $2 billion in box office grosses. It is one of the top money-making films of all time. So is the Maverick movie. Frank Bruni writes, I think, a fascinating piece about Avatar, The Way of Water, and Top Gun, Maverick. He says, call them the colon movies. Well, that's because they have a colon, each of them, in their title. It has nothing to do with that part of your intestine or that part of your body. They are strong contenders for Best Picture nods tomorrow. But so are The Banshees of Inisherin and Tar, which have no colons, limited commercial appeal, and deliberately challenging narratives and tones. Putting all four movies in the same contest is like contriving some athletic competition that pits football players against a water polo team. They ply different elements. I think that is true. And with the Oscars coming up, so of course is Super Bowl, and one of the factors in the Super Bowl is going to be Tony Dungy, as usual. Pro Football Hall of Famer and NBC analyst Tony Dungy apologized on Saturday this weekend after he posted a tweet this week pushing a debunked conspiracy theory about transgender and non-binary children. Dungy replied to a tweet from the Daily Wire on Wednesday that had a video of a Minnesota lawmaker advocating for schools in the state to be required to put menstrual products in boys' bathrooms. The whole basis for that, we played that, what an idiotic speech, claiming that it was that many boys these days menstruate. Now, that's based upon the idea that there are children, even at very young ages, who have made the transition to male, but they still have enough female equipment to go through a menstrual cycle, really. This inclusion effort would be done to allow all people who menstruate access to the proper hygiene products, and it is a growing trend across the country. So Dungy replied to the tweet by pushing a widely debunked conspiracy theory that claimed that districts in the United States were putting litter boxes in school bathrooms for students who called themselves furries and identified as cats. Now, I think we've mentioned this before on the show. This has been circulating for months. I think maybe for years. It's not true. There is no such thing. There's no evidence of it. There is not... I mean, look, things are crazy in this country, and there are a lot of episodes of craziness, but not to accommodate children who think they're cats. The hurtful theory, they say at sports at yahoo.com, the hurtful theory, they say, has been debunked repeatedly in recent months. Dungy deleted his tweet several hours after he posted it. He then apologized on Saturday, something he said he first issued on Thursday, but not everyone saw it. I saw a tweet yesterday and I responded to it the wrong way, he wrote. As a Christian, I should speak in love and in ways that are caring and helpful. I failed to do that and I am deeply sorry. And all I can say is, what a classy guy. Despite his tweet this week, Dungy will still be on the air for NBC's playoff coverage this weekend. He will participate in the network's pregame and halftime shows for the Kansas City Chiefs mashup against the Jacksonville Jaguars on Saturday. And I am sure that he will also be part of the Super Bowl coverage, as he should be. There's also religious news, well, kind of religious. A rabbi named Josh Franklin in New York and Long Island. He is the senior rabbi of the Jewish Center of the Hamptons, surprised his congregation by delivering a sermon written entirely by artificial intelligence, AI. The rabbi used the ChatGPT chatbot, a free-to-access AI program launched in November of last year. After reading the AI-written piece, Rabbi Franklin asked his congregation to guess who had written the sermon. In response, the congregation incorrectly guessed it was the late, very beloved and brilliant Rabbi Jonathan Sacks who had written the piece. The rabbi then expressed fear over the advancement of AI, revealing that his sermon that he had delivered, well received, was written by a machine. He expressed fear of knowing where content comes from, fear of AI replacing jobs, and fear for future developments. But not all rabbis are as sanguine about or concerned about AI. The rabbi said he was confident that despite the excellently written sermon, AI would not be taking over his job because technology lacks nefesh, Hebrew for soul. While technology might be able to mimic emotions and write in-depth about human relationships, it cannot feel and it has no soul. And there is another rabbi named Gershon Winkler who says that AI could actually work and take over those jobs, and cited the ancient Jewish folktale, really, about the golem, who is a non-human machine-like lump of clay brought to life. Meanwhile, there is some life in a new animal lovers movie. It stars Rob Lowe. It's produced by Rob Lowe. And it's called Dog Gone. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Rob Lowe plays a wealthy suburban father with a free-spirited son who's recently graduated from college. And they repair their fractured relationship when looking for a lost dog the young man has recently adopted in Dog Gone, now streaming on Netflix.
Gonker isn't any dog.
He's my best friend.
And now he's lost. I promise you we will find that dog.
You promise? How can you say that?
Because I believe it.
Well, it's hard to believe, but this melodramatic film is based on a remarkable true story about a search lasting nearly a month for a beloved pet who went missing on the Appalachian Trail. Rob Lowe is solid, and the canine star is charismatic and wonderful, but the rest of the cast is unconvincing and shallow, and the screenplay is mostly predictable and puerile. Rated TVPG for some heart-tugging moments of injury and illness. 2 stars for Dog Gone. And on the Michael Medved Show, coming up next time, they're speaking of end times. Lauren Boebert showed her theological chops when she predicted that Jesus will return, and soon. Why? Because Satan is going to beg him to come, because Christians are out in such a great force and not hiding in caves. Okay? Speaking of hiding in caves, there are 2 states that still observe a holiday you may never have heard of. The holiday is called King Lee Day. Is there a king of England or anywhere named King Lee? No, that's King as in Martin Luther King and Robert E. Lee. We will tell you which 2 states and what the future holds for that holiday. Plus, losing their religion. There are over 4,000 churches last year that were sold, that closed down or moved. What is going on with the decline of a church life in the United States? We will get to that. And also, an accused murderer is made the mistake of going to internet searches about dismemberment and how to dispose of a body and when a body's begin to stink. He begins to stink already in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know, I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.